Oh yeah, it's time for the No Punts Podcast. Hold on to your tits, grab your nips and a seat. It's time to get real with your hosts, Nigel Beck and Aaron Boone.
What's up, guys? We are back, and we are putting the ooh in school shooters.
Whoa.
I told you I was coming in hot today.
Didn't even know what was going on there.
No, yeah, you definitely never know what's going on. We don't plan this out at all. We just sit down, waste your fucking time as we waste our own time.
Well, yeah, you waste my time, I guess.
You've been waiting this whole time to crack open that monster.
I've been wanting to just get it just in the mic so that you...
God damn, put it all over the table, too.
It up
sloppy. You won't use your tongue though.
Do you want me to?
No, don't lick my table.
Okay, then don't say things like that. What's good, man? How you been?
It's been good. Been a long week.
It's so weird without my headphones.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
I think we're actually having a conversation. That's why you don't like it. This human interaction is really fucking with you.
Yeah, no, I want to like be in my game zone, I guess.
No, you mean you just want to hear yourself really loud? That's what it's about.
That too,
it's
yeah.
All about you.
Yeah. Narcissism. As Ashley said, narcissistic. Yeah.
I'm surprised you even recognize your own voice in the headphones, considering I have to carry the whole podcast. I don't know if you ever talked.
No, occasionally I do. Oh. And when I hear it, I'm just like, oh, yeah, you should talk more. But then I don't sometimes. So most of the time.
I mean, it's fine. So I know you have more mice in the house.
Oh,
you've had to kill like 36 of them.
No. I did have to go one more after last week's story.
Oh. And did
And actually, we've had traps out.
Yeah.
We've caught no more after that.
But you had to kill one in front of Maddox.
Kind of, not really. So he saw it, and so he wanted to check. And so he's like, hey, can we check? We have a mouse. But he said it in his toddler voice that was halfway coherent, so I'm not going to even try to mimic that. But anyways.
Hey, motherfucker, we going to look for this mouse?
If he talked like that, I'd be like, what is wrong with you, child?
He'd bully you if he talked like that.
What?
He would bully you in your home if he talked like that.
No, because I don't talk like
Sup,
that.
Sup, you crack a motherfucker? Just for no reason.
So we open
the craft singles at?
We open the closet, and there's a mouse, of course, sitting there, and I show it to him. Like,
and he curb stomped the shit out of it, and now he's in psychological care? What's going on?
So I show it to him, and he's like, he's watching it. So again, like I think I told you last week. So it moves, like its back moves a little bit.
Okay, like twerking a little bit?
Yeah, kind of, but it's
mouse
stuck.
Mouse got an OnlyFans?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, definitely. So it's moving a little bit, and I said, okay, buddy, we're going to take it outside. So he thinks... taking outside to let it go. And I was like, so we get outside. Said, all right, buddy. So this is one of the big mouse traps, not the little tiny ones. He's caught on like this other half over here. And take it outside. I go, okay, buddy, I'm going to put him in the trash. He's like, no, you have to let him go. I was like, no, buddy, he's not. No, these are not animals we just like play with. Let him free. So I took it. And I folded the glue trap over on top of the mouse because I didn't want him to get loose.
Like a mouse quesadilla.
Kind of, yes.
Okay.
And he was like, no, you can't do that to the mouse. I was like, no, buddy, this is what happens. You put him in the trash can. And he said, oh, okay. I said, okay, open the trash can for me. He opened the trash can, threw him away. He was fully stuck to both sides. It's kind of nasty. And that was the... That
and you
the,
opened it really fast again right in front of him?
No, okay. No. That was the third mouse. No, fourth mouse.
I feel like I need to come over and teach your son about what death is.
I mean, he knows what it is, I think.
I don't know, when you're that young. I mean, I was about his age when my mom died.
Yeah.
So four? I feel like what happens
Before?
Is...
Four? Be five.
No, I was in like second grade. Sorry. So I was
like
going
eight.
Into second grade.
Like double his age.
Yeah, but if we start him now, maybe the psychological trauma won't be that great. I mean, obviously, you know, it didn't affect me at all.
Whenever I pass away.
No, not at all. 8 years I was old. Just tell Carrie to like go on vacation for a week and tell him his mom died.
Oh,
it won't
God.
Be that bad.
And then she just shows back up.
Yeah, she just shows back up and be like, hey, see what happens when you're a good boy? God gives mommy back. And when she's, if you're bad, he takes her away.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, so that happened.
No, we're just going to ignore the fact that I was trying to destroy your child.
I'm not even going to acknowledge that.
He's a good kid. I didn't want to put him through that.
Yeah, he's good.
But no, if you want me to murder stuff in front of your kids, just tell me. I'll do it.
I care. I'll let you know if I ever need that.
If we can go fishing, they'll definitely learn.
Are you going to beat against a rock?
Yeah. We're watching some dumb show called The Inbetweeners.
Uh-huh.
It's some dumb British show. And they catch a fish.
Yeah.
Or a fish jumps into their boat and they don't know what to do. And one of the guys just starts punching it to death. Because he doesn't know what to do. He was like, okay. He just starts punching it and beats it to death. And then Ashley slowly leans over and looks at me. She goes, that's you. And I was like, yep. That's exactly what I do right there. I just murder the fish. I don't even... There's blood all over my hands. It was like a good size like fish that jumped in their boat too.
Why? Why do you want to kill it so bad? Why couldn't you just like get it and just like
put it back into the water?
Yeah. Why? Why not?
I think because I need to let other fish know what's good. Murder it, throw it back in.
It disappeared?
No, it just floats to the bottom. Everyone's like, what the fuck happened to Carl? Like he got caught and he got beat to death.
Oh, wait, and you throw it back in the water?
Yeah, I don't keep it.
After it's dead?
No, I just throw it back in the water.
I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it's the circle of life, and I'm breaking it every time. It's murdering fish.
Are you breaking it, or are you sustaining it?
I don't know. Doesn't matter to me. I don't have a conscience. It doesn't bother me at all.
You're like the top predator, so.
I'm like a weird serial killer that only kills fish.
Hmm.
I don't know where that comes from. Some deep, dark secret. You know what? Maybe that psychological trauma from my mom dying super early does matter. A little bit.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Maybe I'd be killing humans if she didn't die.
You're going to be like, go full-blown Dexter?
No, I wouldn't be that clean about it.
You'd probably do it sloppy?
I'd probably kill one and then get caught immediately after. No, officer. It's ketchup. Like, I don't know. It's all just blood. I don't know.
You still have the same clothes on?
Yeah. What would make you so... All right, so...
Okay.
Obviously murder, blah, blah, blah. What is the smallest thing that would make you snap, do you think? Like, if you could get away with murder, no questions asked, you're not going to be caught.
Mm-hmm.
What's the smallest slight or action that could happen to you where you'd be like, all right, I'm going to kill this person?
Traffic.
Traffic would do it?
Yeah.
Dude?
Hands down. Okay, no, let me real quick. Mm-hmm. So, I told you, went to Zaxby's last night.
Yeah.
Normally, I pull up, check my food. So, I pulled up. Saw there was like three cars behind me, and I thought, okay, let me pull over here, check my food. Didn't realize I was not paying attention. It's my own fault, okay? I get it. I understand. Pulled out you have the entrance-exit type thing. Apparently, I pulled right in the middle.
So no one can come in.
Or go out.
Yeah.
Nobody was coming in. I was watching. Like, I was looking out.
Mm-hmm.
Did not think about people that might be coming behind me.
Because
I was being quick. Like, I pulled up real fast, pulled my food out, checked them both. It's like, okay, we're good. Let's get it back in the bag. As I'm putting it back in the bag, this guy is driving this little Honda, this little Toyota something. He, like, comes up beside me.
Mm-hmm.
The first time this has ever happened to me, ever. Guy's window is down. I'm sitting in this inter-exit. He's like, oh, yeah, good job, you fucking asshole. I was like, and I could hear him. My window is up.
Yeah.
And I hear him shouting out his rolled down window.
Yeah.
I can hear it through my window. I have a podcast playing.
Yeah.
And I'm listening to it. And I hear that. I was like, oh, God. Okay, he's talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
I felt bad. Felt angry.
Yeah.
I was like,
at him for talking to you.
Yes. I was like,
so who do you think you are?
Okay. This guy?
Yeah.
I wanted so bad. If I don't want to say this, but I'm going to say it anyways.
Go for it.
If I would have had a gun.
Yeah. You would have brandished it.
I would have followed him to where I could get beside him again. Because he pulled past me. Rolled down my window.
I love this hatred, by the way.
And I would have flashed it at him at least.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have done anything to him.
I got that thing on me, bruh.
I wouldn't have done anything to him, but it made me so angry. I was just like, are you serious? Like, why? Why are you being so hateful right now? And I would have flashed a gun at him.
I get that.
That's the first time in a long time I felt that angry.
Mm-hmm.
And we weren't even in traffic. I was pulling out of a fast food restaurant.
See, my hatred also comes from fast food.
Okay.
I hate when I pull up to the drive-thru thing and they go, hi, welcome to, and you go to order immediately after that. And like, hold on. And like, don't welcome me unless you're ready to take my order. I know where the order thing is. You don't have to welcome me until you're ready for it.
I agree.
Don't be like, hi, welcome to Taco Bell. I'm like, hey, can I get a number? They're like, hold on. And I'm like, well, I don't need that. I don't need any of this.
Don't say anything to me until you're ready.
Don't greet me unless you're ready. Like, imagine if I was standing in front of you and I'm looking you dead in the eyes. I'm like, hey, welcome to Taco Bell. And you go to tell me what you do. And I just turn around because that's what you did to me. That's what you did with your voice.
Essentially.
It's like, don't fucking greet me unless you're ready for this order.
I feel you.
Yeah.
I feel you. I was thrown off, mad, and kind of felt bad because I was like, I didn't mean to be blocking the whole entrance.
Should have told him to kiss his dad.
So I pulled forward into like the Mardell's parking lot and checked my order fully because I was like, well, now I don't feel like I checked my order all the way.
Yeah, so now you double checked your order again. Yeah.
So I pull up, park in like the diagonal slots.
Would you have been more mad if the order was wrong at that point? You'd be like, motherfucker, I got yelled at and it's wrong.
Yeah, because I would have turned around and gone right back inside.
You would have thrown the insane sauce
at him. Technically was wrong. It wasn't wrong. They didn't give me one of my sauces and I was really upset. And I was just like,
did you pay for that sauce?
No.
That's always the trick to me. Because if they charged me for it.
I told them, no marinara, give me a ranch instead. Pulled up, checked my order. Everything was correct, except they gave me the marinara and not the extra ranch. And I was just like, but I knew we had extra ranch to the house. So that's the only reason I did not turn around.
So you and I can both agree that we're sauce boys.
Oh, we love what?
The condiment, like food is just a vehicle. It's all
about
the
sauce. Yeah. It's all about the sauce. If it's not about the sauce, what's wrong?
So,
like, I want to talk to somebody that's not about the sauce and be like, what do you really?
It really bothers me. Like, Taco Bell is one of those places that'll be like, how many sauce packets do you need?
If they don't give me enough at Taco Bell,
fucking ask. Just dump it all in there.
Yes. If they don't give me enough at Taco Bell, I will park in the actual parking lot.
Go back
inside, and I will grab three times the amount that I actually need.
Yeah.
And just in the bag.
You know where we got that habit from, right? All those Wednesday nights at Taco Bell.
Yeah,
because there was no control at that point. It was a full fire sauce packet per bite.
That's how I still eat
per bite. Same here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad you're the only person I know that eats it like that.
Dude, I pre-tear them too.
So I don't do that. I'm not that extra.
I was like, bite.
That sounds like some Josh shit right there. I'm not that extra.
Serial killer as fuck. That's the thing. When I was talking to you, if you could get away with murder.
Josh, do you do that?
If I could get away with murder, the amount of things that I would murder people for would be so unjustified.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Like that lady who tried to come into the store the other day with bare feet. I would have killed her at the door. I wouldn't even ask. I'd be like, bare feet coming in here? Dead.
As soon as she walked in, silence her.
Silencer? You mean cinder block to the back of the head? That's violent. Listen, I don't want clean.
I just
kills.
Assumed you had a gun. I don't know why.
Violence.
Oh no, it's not the violence for me. It's just I don't want you. I don't want you breathing anymore.
It's different for me,
I guess.
It drives me nuts too when people won't take care of their kids in public. I would so love to be able to spike a child off the fucking tile floor in middle, like in front of their parents. But and that's what happens when you don't discipline them, and I have to.
Yeah. No, and I agree with that.
It just looks like a painting on the ground. Someone dropped a paint can from all the blood gushing from their
Not
head.
Not so much on the child aspect, but I do agree with...
Listen, it's the parents are paying by the child's death at that point. It's like, I know it's probably not cool to kill kids, whatever, but
probably
like,
not.
I don't know. Kids have to be pretty special for me to be cool with them. Something about
That's cool.
It. That's why I don't have kids.
That's cool. I mean, I understand. I get it.
I hate it when people are always
like, I don't like kids, and I have kids.
I get that.
I don't like any kids.
Yeah.
I want to say this in the most loving way.
Wait till your kid goes to school.
No, he's gone. He went last year.
I mean, like, real school, when they start having birthday parties, and you have to hang out with parents you don't Mm-mm. fucking like, all because he's friends with some little kid who has they have no qualities. There's no reason why they should be friends other than the fact that they're the same age, the same size, and the same room. And you're like, God damn it. Now we're having a birthday party. We've invited these kids that we don't know to our house. Now all these people are coming over here. I don't know what they're fucking like or where they That's live true. Or what they're yeah. doing. And like, you don't know if their parents are A, going to flex on you hard as fuck because they're way up the chain from you.
Oh,
or
they
they're
can try.
Super ghetto and they're way down the chain from you.
Yeah.
Who knows? But now they're in your house and now you got to play nice. Now you got to give them some fucking $4 Walmart cake. Like, fuck, bro.
$4. No, we're not about the Walmart cakes.
Carrie loves Costco.
No, Carrie loves making cakes. Oh, so Carrie makes the cakes. They're actually really good.
I don't like cake.
You don't like cake at all?
Mm-mm. I don't like icing. That's my problem. I like the really? Breading part of it. I don't really like the icing. Most times
what
I just scrape the
you?
Icing off and eat the bread part. I don't know. My grandma used to make me a apple pie for my birthday all the time because I don't like cake. She'd make
apple
a cake
pie?
For everyone else. I love pie.
You nasty. You
I love
nasty
pie.
Bish.
Apple pie. Love it. Cherry pie, pumpkin pie. I like pie.
Don't give me fruit in my dessert.
You don't like fruit in your dessert?
No. Give me pecan pie. Pecan pie? I'll
Pecans
destroy.
Are just dry fruit, bruh.
No.
Nuts are just dry fruit.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Square up. I don't care. Mm-mm. What's up?
Yeah, we'll square up on that.
I
for
don't,
sure.
I really don't feel that strongly about it, but okay, yeah. You know what, Aaron? If I could get away with murder right then. Just you just
me?
Looked at me, you looked the right
me?
Way. I was like, hey, it's over. It's over. It's done. That's cool. I don't need it. I would be like the Genghis Khan. If I could get away with fucking murder, 10% of the Earth's population, immediately. I wouldn't even interview him. I'd just be like, 10% gone. I don't care. Choose.
You just
I
figure it
care.
Out.
Yeah.
Just
I would Thanos snap it in a heartbeat.
Be done.
Yeah. I don't even know why. It's
of
just,
the Earth's population.
Yeah.
So you'd kill 700,000 people.
You know what?
Like
on
that.
Second thought, I would like to have control over who it was. Just be like, just scrolling through people's Facebook page.
7 billion people? So 7 million people? 7 million people, you snap your finger and they're
you
gone.
You think there's 7 million people? It's half the population of Earth?
No, you said 10%.
Oh. I still think it's much higher than that.
No, 7 billion ish. I said 700,000. That's why Josh
oh,
looked at me and laughed
that,
at
yeah.
me.
I would
that
just,
was 1%, not
yeah,
10%.
Just,
I boop, thought that was a lot.
Boop. I still think your numbers are off, but that's okay.
What do you think it is? How many people do you think is on the Earth?
There's a lot of fucking people on this planet.
More than 7 billion people?
Maybe not more than 7 billion.
So 700 million or 7 million.
It's definitely
700 million.
It's definitely
would be
yeah,
not 7 million,
yeah.
700 million.
That's what I was saying. Your number was off, not the actual.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So my thought was, I was like, he definitely there.
Man, I was wrong twice
like
on that.
Bezos definitely has way more money than there are people on the planet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
But no, I just snap my, I would like to go through Facebook first. And just
oh.
be like, oh, you're selling a product. You're first. Who's next?
First
oh,
to go.
You want me to lose weight using your drinks? You're next. Like, and just go through it. And it's like, oh, you're part of this. Next. To all those friends that randomly reach out to you. They're like, oh my God, I haven't talked to you since high school. And you're like, okay, what's up? And they're like, I noticed you're doing really well in life. Would you like to lose weight using my product? Next. You're gone. Bow.
Chris Perez is gone.
Yeah, immediately. Gone, bro. And listen, you know how Thanos claps and everyone turned to dust, all that.
I've never seen that movie.
I just want them to explode from the inside out for no reason and just guts and blood everywhere. And now everyone else has
to deal with
that. It's going to
be traumatic at that point.
Oh, fuck. That'd be great.
So you snap your finger and it's just like, bloody explosions.
Yeah.
All over the world.
Like human gushers. Just
because you snapped your finger.
Yeah. Fucking awesome.
That'd be pretty sweet. I'm not going to lie. 700 million people?
Yeah, I don't care.
That's a lot of people, dude.
I'd start with old people, too. Old people piss me off a lot.
Really?
Listen.
So you snap your finger and their retirement homes are like cleared out?
Think about this.
Those workers are going to have a week,
when
dude.
You're driving on the road.
They're going to have a week.
You're just doing it. Would you rather clean up dead bodies or fucking feces off of old people? Dead body, please. Anyway, they're Not driving. They're doing their thing. Boop, boop, boop. Why are old people the slowest drivers on the road? They have the least to live
That's
for.
True. Yeah.
They have, first of all, they have no time left. Their time is running out. You would think they'd be in a hurry to get their shit done. Number Dang. Two, they're old as fuck. They know their time is out. Why are you being safe and cautious? It doesn't make any sense. If I'm old, I'm not wearing a goddamn seatbelt. I'm having my dick in the wind. I'm going fucking hard in the paint while I'm driving. Like I'm Dale Earnhardt and everyone's a wall. I don't care. I'm old as fuck. Listen, if me and weird. Ashley don't have kids... When I'm like, I don't know, 79, 80, I'm going to max out every fucking credit card I have. Who are they going to come for the debt? We don't have anyone.
It's true.
It's over. I'm going to be balling the fuck out. My credit card is going to be spinning so fast. Ugh. and then I'm gonna have like $400,000 in debt. They're gonna be like, "What the fuck is going on?" I'm like, "Nothing. I'm old," and then die.
Could you just like make sure that when you do that,
yeah,
make sure that you sign all of Ashley's wealth over to me at least.
No, because she's gonna do the same thing. We're old as fuck. We're dying together.
Hey, you're not paying the credit card. You still have wealth.
No.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll come for something.
Oh, they can't.
You know what?
You're dead.
We'll tell you where all the cash is hidden. Don't worry about it.
Okay, that works.
It'll be some long, elaborate like prank, and then at the end, it's just no money.
You're
just
that would not
fuck.
Work.
You're some old fuck digging in the desert thinking you're going to hit the jackpot finally.
And I'm like a year younger than you.
And there's just a picture of me just flipping you off.
I could see that. Yeah. I could see that. But you know what? I'd still dig.
With a $1 gold coin in it.
Worth.
A dollar.
25 cents.
And you're just going to look at it and you're going to be like, I don't know what I was expecting, but this fits.
This sounds right.
It's cool. It's cool.
Why did I expect anything less?
Yeah.
I'd still do it for you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Even if I knew at the end it was a dollar, I'd go through the I'd jump through the hoops.
I like how that you're like, listen, I'm a good friend, I would do all that for you. And I was literally like, I'll just murder you. It's cool.
Yeah, I know. That's the relationship pretty much. It's all good. Do we have anything really going on?
No, not
this
at all.
Podcast?
I know Josh has rage issues. I'm trying to think of what would really trigger Josh on a small level. Oh, you know what? I take this back. Let me tell you the most mad I've ever been.
Really? Okay.
Lawton,
ever?
Lawton, okay. Qdoba.
Really?
I am not on a date.
They
but
charge
I'm,
you extra
I'm with
for
a
your
girl. No. I'm with a girl.
Okay.
Who's not my wife at the time.
Okay.
We're not on a date necessarily. We're just hanging out. So we're talking for a long time.
Okay.
Well, eventually, I got to take a fat dump. Go into their bathroom, take my fat dump, and they have single ply toilet paper.
Oh,
if you're a Mexican food establishment of any kind and you have single ply toilet paper, you're asking me to shit on the walls, is what you're saying.
You know who has single ply toilet paper? Who? Whole Foods.
Fuck.
And Sprouts.
You know why, though?
They're trying to dump
save the planet.
Both.
They're trying to save the planet. Josh says people walking through a grocery store slow as fuck. That drives you nuts?
Yeah, I don't blame them.
Do you do the fast walk, like you whip around them real quick too, like you draft?
If I don't have a cart, you better believe I'm running through that store.
Do you move other people's carts?
If they're in the way, like if they're not by the cart, if their hands are on the cart, no, I'm not touching their cart.
Dude.
I'm not touching
Grow
their cart
pair.
If it's on. If their hands are on the cart,
if their kid is on the front holding the front of the cart, I'm still gonna knock that bitch out the way, hip check it, and be like, damn. Y'all fucking should have thought about that one.
I agree with him, though.
Stupid.
Yeah, no.
You know what else I hate? When, like, there's a group of people walking. Like, we're all walking on the sidewalk, and they take up the whole fucking sidewalk.
Oh, yeah. What are you doing?
Why?
Agreed.
Why? You have to have some room around you. Because if I have to step into the street, we're all stepping into the street. You know what I'm saying?
You're pulling everybody with you.
I'm going, listen, we all have to fight now. And I was like, I might get my ass beat. There's a lot of you. That's fair. But I'm taking at least one guy.
You really think you're going to lose to a bunch of people that are walking in a group like that?
It depends. I don't know. My fear is I've watched too many World Star Hip Hop videos. It just takes one lucky shot from a little dude and you're just asleep. You're just getting slept. And then you're on World Star for the rest of your life. You'll never live it down.
That's true. I don't disagree with you. Mr. Cavs every step. I don't know that I've experienced that.
I don't know. That's a very specific one. Are you mad because you don't have good calves? Like, what's that about?
So he just wrote down people that walk and flex their calves every step.
That's a very specific one.
That is.
That feels like you're at the gym and you're watching another guy work out and you're like, fuck that guy and his nice calves.
This is just like out in public. This happens. Man. That is oddly specific, but I like it. I like it. I've never experienced it.
I have no idea.
I want to experience it.
I wonder if it would
now.
Make me mad. I have no idea. I've never seen it.
Just somebody that just walks to the store with like their arms like flexed the whole time. Can
you
imagine that?
You put
that
out
to
a
me
great
that
point the
to
other
me
day.
That's what it sounds like.
Kids who come from outside and come inside and drink a lot of water really fast.
Oh,
piss me off.
God.
If they're like and then run out the door again, and you're like, "All right, dude, damn."
Like I could have just got you some water outside.
Yeah, I was like,
"There's a
it
hose
ain't that serious, dude.
Connected to the house."
Well, and then they drink like they're trying to drown themselves, and then like gasp for air at the end. It's like, "All right, dude,
hey, don't come over to my house on a Saturday or Sunday."
Does your kid do that constantly all day?
Well, no, not all day, but when he's outside like that, I don't know why he does that, but he does that.
Interesting.
I've tried to tell him not to. That's he doesn't fine. Listen.
You know what you got to do to really get him? You need to put him in one of those plastic cups.
Waterboard him?
No, plastic cups with like the opening on the top. Not a sippy cup, but like an opening on the top. That way he just drinks it and he doesn't know. He's just assuming it's water or juice or whatever and he's drinking it real fast. Mm-hmm. And just put insane sauce there one time. Let him fuck his world up one time. God. He'll never drink like that. He'll never trust another cup again.
He might die. He might die. A toddler drinking that? I think I might have to go to the hospital if I drank that.
I still think we should do the shot glasses of insane sauce as part of the show.
We'd have to definitely get that on video.
That'd be rough.
A whole shot glass of that? Like with no like actual food involved? Like you can't
just the straight up.
So you take a shot and you can't like grab a handful of fries and like throw it down.
No, because we're gonna try to talk on the show. What if
I'll cry.
What if that's what it is? We'll have Josh set up a weird like trivia challenge or something. And that's the payoff. I'll lose
if it's trivia.
No, but it's not trivia like what continent? Not like that. I'm saying like some bullshit that's like randomly in both of our wheelhouse. So something that we're on equal footing for. Because, like, if we're talking about just weird-ass facts, I'm probably going to do good.
Yeah.
I mean, I was on the academic team, so.
I could have been if my school had that. Listen,
second-string academic team.
Oh.
I wasn't allowed to be on the first string. The captain did not like me.
Oh. Who's the captain?
Abby.
Oh. Sean's girlfriend. Makes sense. Makes sense.
I was a bad influence on my boy. Love you, Sean. She definitely hated me. For good reason. I was an asshole. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I was a good guy.
Yeah.
Well, I was definitely a bad influence and an asshole.
Well, hey, you didn't all influence him to not clean the bathroom at the end of his shift.
No,
you?
That was him. But yeah, like,
so I don't think that was all influence. I think that might have just been character a little bit.
Stupid shit you used to do in high school. I was thinking about that the other day where it was like.
Do you have peanut butter? Where's the peanut butter at?
Is it brown sugar?
No, I think the apple's just old.
What is that? Cinnamon and sugar?
Oh, okay.
Cinnamon sugar apples is what you're eating, Ashley? All right. You know what? You're a doctor. You know better than I do, so.
Where's the peanut butter? Oh, you gotta,
there's gotta not a whole lot of peanut butter left. I don't know why we're putting this on the pod, but it's cool.
Chunky peanut butter with apples?
Oh. Chunky? You mean creamy? If you get any crunchy peanut butter, you're out of my... You know what? I'd kill you again.
You don't like crunchy peanut butter at all?
Fuck no.
At all?
Fuck no.
What is wrong with you? Crunchy peanut butter on nothing at all in your whole life.
Creamy over everything, bro.
What is wrong with you?
What is wrong with it? Yeah, you're in the fucking minority here, buddy.
Yeah, this stupid moron group. I'm good.
Wow. One doctor, a 32 on his ACT, an accountant. You're just like, fuck this whole retarded group.
Yeah, the guy that, didn't graduate college. Yeah.
So
that's cool.
God. That's a strong stance to make.
I'll make it real hard, too.
Over the texture of your peanut butter.
Yeah, crunchy all day. My son, let me say this real quick. My son was with my mom, so his Lita.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, Lita. it's Abuelita. Oh, yeah. That's just short. Abuelita. So, yeah. So, anyways, calls her Lita. Anyways, he's staying with him for like the week or weekend or whatever, and they start talking about peanut butter. And he's like, no, I don't want peanut butter. And I'm like, why? It's good. It's good peanut butter. He's like, no, I don't like peanut butter. It has rocks in it.
even your son hates it.
What? It has rocks in it? No, peanut butter doesn't have rocks in it. And he's like, yeah, it has rocks in it. And they finally figure out, oh, crunchy peanut butter. They must buy crunchy peanut butter at their house.
Yeah.
I buy crunchy peanut butter.
Because you're the devil. Yeah, okay.
Because it's delicious. And now he's turned the corner like an smart person. Like a
forced child.
Like a smart person.
Who doesn't have any other options because he can't grocery shop for himself.
We buy him creamy peanut butter. He has now chosen to eat rock peanut butter. And he likes it. Because it's good.
Dude, it's fucking wrong.
Okay, well.
You can die on that hill all by yourself.
I will.
Because the thing is,
yeah,
I just figure if you like crunchy peanut butter,
yeah,
you also eat like crawfish with the shell on.
Ooh, I don't eat crawfish at all.
You also eat steak well done. Like, that's all in the same pile.
What is wrong with you? That is not the same pile.
Like, what kind of pizza do I like? Take all the cheese off of it and put sauce and pineapples only. That's the kind of monster you are with crunchy peanut butter.
You're disgusting.
I'm just telling you what you like.
I don't like any of that.
Crunchy peanut butter is like, what's the point? You like Oh, you don't even like coffee. I can't even make fun of you. Like, do you like just eat the grounds right out of the fucking bag? You don't even bother. You're like, I like the texture. Mm-mm. Oh,
you really don't like crunchy peanut butter?
Hell no.
Why? Let me at least ask this.
First of all, crunchy. Peanut butter's not supposed to be scrunchy, all right? It's supposed to be smooth.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's peanut butter.
All right, if you're eating ass, do you want it to be crunchy or smooth?
Well, that has nothing to do with peanut butter.
It's the same thing, bro.
No.
Same thing.
No.
Science.
Not at all. Yeah.
So what you're telling me right now is when you eat the scrum, you hope it's got some crunch in it, which is disturbing as fuck, personally.
What's scrum?
It's your asshole.
Oh, yeah. I've never heard it referred to as that. I'm sorry.
I mean, that's fair that you asked. I guess you didn't know.
I didn't know.
No, she's dying. She has no idea. She was like, you don't know what scrum is. Don't come to our house. I've never... She's like, it's creamy, and we keep our clean scrum. It's weird. It's a whole thing, okay. I guess.
Well, I guess so, because I have no idea what that is. Oh, and you decide. You know what would be really good with that? Crunchy peanut butter.
No.
Oh, yeah.
It tastes like Fireball.
Granny Smith. Is that a Granny Smith apple?
This tastes like straight up Fireball.
Does it? Mm-hmm. I kind of want one, though. No, I don't.
Get the little one, dude. It's a little one.
I don't want one that bad. No, let me see it. Just let me.
Get the little one.
This guy?
Yeah, either one, yeah.
What little one? This one?
Yeah. Oh, God. It's a big slice.
It's like coated.
Yeah. Coated in COVID.
What's it? What is cinnamon and sugar?
Cinnamon sugar. We were like, hey, you know this
and
fruit?
No peanut butter.
You know this fruit full of sugar? Let's put some sugar on that bitch.
Okay, so wait. Would you at least put regular peanut butter on this?
Would, yeah.
Where's the regular peanut
butter? She put the stuff on it instead of peanut butter. We do both. You know what I mean? Like, I like peanut butter on my apple, too. Tastes weirdly like Fireball.
I just like Fireball. And I don't know. I don't know about this. This isn't good for me. This isn't good for my recovery. I don't like this.
Oh, you don't? Did you like Fireball? Was that a thing for you? I like Fireball too, but the problem with Fireball is it's so sweet that you forget that it's fucking you up. And then you just keep drinking it.
Josh had a time one time in Dallas where this was our second trip to Dallas. First trip, First trip, we got kicked out of a bar or club. Sorry. Josh was not 21. I was 21. 21? Like exactly, or 22 maybe? Josh, I know he wasn't of age.
Yeah.
And we were on, our hands were literally, they had no rails. Mm-hmm. So our hands were literally on the stage. Mm-hmm. We were excited. This is an EDM concert. We were about to like, completely break our necks and go to the hospital the next day. Like, we were ready to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. We had our Indian health coverage, like, on speed dial, ready to go.
Oh, speed dial? Don't you use smoke signals? What the fuck?
No, it's definitely speed dial. Okay. Yeah. No, it might take you 4 hours to get through on speed dial. That was racist. But yeah, it really was. I'm surprised you even said that. That was bad.
Breaking your necks on the rails.
On the stage.
On the stage. On the actual stage.
I left. Me and Gio. Gio was with us. We had been drinking Fireball all day. And we were like, okay, let's go over there. We need to like amp up again because we had kind of chilled out for the afternoon. We need to like pick it back up. Let me go grab some shots real quick. Didn't even get good stuff. Like, I just grabbed, I was like, what's your cheapest whiskey shot? And they're like, okay, it's Seagram 7. I was like, okay. Yeah, real rough. Real rough. And so I was like, okay, let me get 3 shots of those. Okay, so as you go in, not thinking about it, as you go in, you have to put a wristband on.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're over 21. If you're not over 21, you don't have a wristband.
Right.
So take it back to the stage. Of course, not thinking. Line them up. I'm like, Gio, Josh, me. We toast it all. Take the shot. This is like the first DJ, house DJ, just warming everybody up. We're 10 minutes in, maybe. I mean, it's not. And we got there right when the doors opened. They opened the doors. We got to the stage. I'm saying, I'm like, wait, I need something to drink.
Yeah.
Got shots, brought them back, lined them up. Cheers, shoot them. We're standing there for maybe 2 minutes at most. and we're just kind of all talking and everything. All of a sudden, this bouncer comes up and was like, "Hey, I see your wristband." I was like, "That's good, man." We didn't have the cups, and I mean, we had them. They were like off to the side, and they were empty.
Yeah.
So, just kind of push him to the side, and he goes down the line. He sees your wristband. Josh doesn't have one. Josh is like, "Oh, I don't have one." He looks at Gio. He's like, "I need your wristband."
Yeah.
Got it. And he looks at Josh, goes, "Hey, I need to see your ID." And Josh is just like, "I don't have it on me." He's like, "Okay, you're gone. Out.
Damn.
Completely gone." Damn. And I was like, "Oh no, this is my fault."
Yeah.
Because I bought the shots.
Mm-hmm.
Felt so bad. Josh gets kicked out. And I was like, "You know what? I'm going too. I can't stay here with Gio and have Josh walk back to the room."
Right.
So we left Gio by himself on the stage. And
he broke his neck?
No. So we'll get to that later. So that was the first trip to Dallas. Second trip to Dallas. Mm-hmm. That happened. Gio didn't have a great time alone. Came back early. Anyways, whole ordeal. Felt real bad because I just effed the whole night up.
For one shot of Seagram 7.
For one shot of Seagram 7. I was so bad. Went back to the hotel room, mm-hmm. killed as much fireball as I could that we had left, and then that was that.
Did second, you play EDM inside the hotel room at least?
Did we? I don't think so.
Bang your head.
I think we watched, I think the playoffs were on. I think we were watching the playoffs. Anyways, not a great night. Went all the way to Dallas, spent money in a hotel room, didn't get to see the concert. Not good. Especially as close as we would have been. Because he put out a video the next day mm-hmm. of like where he was at and everything. It was like shooting and everything.
Yeah.
Like, we would have been right there. It would have been beautiful. Anyways, second trip. We go to Dallas and Josh is like, "I'm going to pour the shots." It's like, "Yeah, dude, do you." Okay, sounds good. It's me, Gio, again, Josh. Tanifam's with us this time.
Okay.
Good hotel experience. I mean, we're all having fun. Josh is pouring shots. We're pouring them out of like the little coffee cups that, you know, come with the hotel room. Mm-hmm. So we're pouring shots. We get to lunchtime. It's 2 o'clock or so. We haven't eaten yet. We're like, "Hey, let's go down to TGI Fridays." Me and Tanifam, we're all good. No, I take that back. Tanifam's not that great. Me and Gio, we're all good.
Yeah.
Tanifam's not that great. Josh is definitely not that great. We're sitting at the bar. Tanifam starts falling asleep, like puts his head on the table, that. And he's like, "They're like, no, hey, you have to have your head off the table. We're kicking you out."
Yeah,
it's two p.m. Afternoon. I mean, it's two in the afternoon. Like, this looks ridiculous.
Yeah,
Josh is like, "Hey, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. I'll be right back." Like,
he goes to sleep in the bathroom. Like, please tell me he passed out the bathroom.
Okay, sounds good. I mean, 10 minutes go by. We have our food. Josh had already ordered. Josh's food comes.
Did you eat some of Josh's food?
No. I'm like, "Where's Josh at?" Because I ordered good food. I mean, I was good. But where's Josh at? Josh is in the big stall in the bathroom. And I'm just like.
Oh, in the handicap stall, bro?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just like sitting there. Sitting on the toilet.
Room spinning.
And I'm like, "Hey, you good?" And he was like, "I just need some water." Need some water.
Did you get him some water out of the toilet?
So we go back to the bar, grab his drink of water that's in a glass, take it to the bathroom to him. I am like back and forth from the bar, bathroom. Bring him water. He doesn't really want to drink it. Bring him his food. Doesn't really want to eat it. I'm just like, "Dude, you have to sober up, get some water, get some food in your stomach, everything." This happens. So the concert's at 7. This is happening like it's a full.
I'm so glad we did not drink together.
Mid-afternoon thing. We get to the concert and I'm like, "Okay, hey, we're all good." Like, we kept drinking. Like, we did. Josh didn't. Josh was done. And he took a nap. We took a van to the venue and everything. We get out, stand in line. Everybody seems like they're good-ish. Josh is ish.
Sweaty.
Yeah, he's ish for sure.
Yeah.
And we get in. Having a good time. Me and Tanifam are. Tanifam's awake again.
Yeah.
He's worked it all off. Gio, I think, is good. You know, he's doing everything with us for a little bit. Josh is like posted up in the back, like with security, like
got a hoodie on and everything ready to go.
Posted up like on a seat and like I'm trying to check on him.
Yeah.
Because the security's like, oh, no, he's not good. Like, he needs to, like, sit right here. Like, he was still not good. It had been, like, 5 hours. He was not good still. Eventually, me and Tanner from out there, all of a sudden we realize Gio's not there. I go looking for Josh. Josh is gone off of his post with security. Like, security was there watching him. And I'm like,
they toss his ass.
Where'd he go? I'm asking them. I'm concerned. I'm the big brother. I'm like, yeah. We're in Dallas. We're at least a mile from the hotel.
What a shit show.
And I'm like, where's everybody at? Like, where'd Gio go? Where'd Josh go? Call Josh. No answer. Call Gio. Gio finally answers. He's like, hey. I was like, where you at, bro? And he's like, back at the hotel room. I was like, what happened? He's like, yeah, I blacked out. And then I woke up and cops were all around me. I was like, what? What happened? He was like, I don't know, man. I blacked out. And I woke up and they were there. And then when they walked away to go do something, I ran. I took off. I was like, so where are you at? He goes, I'm at the hotel room. I'm good. He's like, okay, where's Josh? He goes, oh, I don't know. He's not here. And I'm like, where is Josh at? Like, I am concerned, trying to figure out what's going on. It's almost 11 o'clock at this point. And I'm like, what is going on? Call Josh. Still no answer. Finally, get a hold of Gio again. Josh is back at the hotel room. Me and Tana from her seeing the headliner. We see him for 30 minutes maybe. He went on for 2 hours. So I'm about 30 minutes. And I was like, okay, you good? Because we need to get back. Who was the headliner? That was Excision. Good. Headbanger. Just like break your neck. Again, hospital next day if you're doing it right. It's good stuff.
We have very different music tastes.
We do. As a group, yeah. My music taste is not that anymore. This was a long time ago.
But you don't even listen to music.
I do. If Bob Marley came back for a tour, I'd be all about it.
Basic white bitch.
Me?
Yeah, Bob Marley.
Yeah, I love Bobby.
All right.
Anyways, come to find out, Josh left... walked home, halfway through his walk home, he's under an overpass, decides, you know what? This looks like a good place to take a nap.
Josh has a lot of homeless tendencies. He plays with shit, bare hands, he takes naps under underpasses. I think at his heart, Josh just wants to be homeless.
Takes a nap, gets back to the hotel room, says what's up to Gio. Passes out again.
Hands of his pet rat. Like, what the fuck?
I mean, made a friend, bro. I made a friend. Do you like him? His
name is Ratatouille, bro.
Anyways, me and T get back. That was the night, pretty much.
I like how you're in charge of this trip.
So, two.
One, you fucking ruined the trip. Two, you lost everybody on the trip.
No. The first time I ruined it. The second time, he ruined it because he was pouring shots, not me. He wanted to be in control of the shots.
How early were you guys doing shots?
We got there around 11. We straight walked across the street to a liquor store, got a handle, walked back.
Of what?
Fireball.
Okay.
Again, that's why. This is why the story's coming up. Fireball.
Okay. I was nervous that you got a handle of Seagram 7. I was like, y'all didn't learn shit.
No. So we're doing just Fireball. That was our two Dallas trips, and we have not gone back. Oh, I haven't gone back with Josh and the group yet. Your drunk
story has inspired me. I'm going to pull one out of the past.
Okay.
I was going to save a lot of these stories for the future.
Yeah.
But we'll tell one now.
Oh, right now? Okay.
You remember the old apartment on 67th Street?
Yes.
We partied there.
Great.
We know apartment. The cowboy punch.
Yes.
We know the Hawaiian punch.
Yes.
Two handles of Burnett. It's a whole thing. Yes. So,
I had seizure.
Right. You almost died. For almost sure. Almost died
one time. Yes.
Yeah. Your wife was scared as shit. Not wife at the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, like your now wife, then girlfriend, was scared.
Scared.
Yeah.
Yes. Us scared.
Yeah.
She and was I was us scared.
Scarred.
Yeah.
And you know what? Fair play, because I think you almost died. So we go all the way back to 67. No. We'll wait on Matt. We'll call him back after this. So, apartment on 67th Street. The coolest thing about that apartment is that we could party hard as fuck. And then we could walk through the fence.
It was so
Taco Bell
ghetto that you could walk through the fence.
Well, they had the one panel that lifted and turned.
Yes.
And
no.
Everyone could go underneath.
It was beautiful.
And so when you showed me that, I was like,
oh, this is the best apartment ever.
So, but the thing is we would go behind Country Mart.
Yeah.
To Whataburger.
Yeah.
Which had an open lobby.
Or Taco Bell.
Right.
Either or. Yeah.
So I remember being drunk as a motherfucker, being like, hey, who wants to watch me flip this dumpster? And everyone was like, don't do that. And I was like, y'all right. And I walk over to the dumpster and I flip it anyway. No one asked me to. It's really not that cool. It's actually a dick move because it was full of trash.
Oh, yes.
And I dumped it all upside down on the back end of Country Mart. So they got there in the morning like, who flips a fucking dumpster? First of all, drunk strength, incredible. That's what I discovered. I'm already pretty sure. I was like, holy shit, I flipped the dumpster.
Yeah.
I don't remember coming back. I remember eating there, but not coming back because I blacked out once I had eaten my food.
Let me ask, what'd you eat?
Whataburger. No, definitely a patty melt.
Oh, yes.
Every time. Yes.
The large fry?
Yeah. Oh, large fries. And I just,
extra ranch on the side?
I don't remember that part.
That's always unnecessary.
So,
we're sauce boys.
I definitely you would have remembered that. Spicy ketchup, too, though.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That sounds so good right now.
So, walking back, apparently between when I started the walk and when I got back to the apartment, I stole a shopping cart from the Country Mart.
Yeah.
And it's in my apartment.
Oh, God.
And I woke up the next morning, and I'm like, it was a hell of a party. And I walk out in the living room, and there's a fucking shopping cart in my living room. I'm like, how the fuck did this thing get here?
And it's not a huge living room.
I call Tony, and I'm like, hey, what the fuck happened? He goes, dude, you stole a shopping cart. And I was like, okay, like, that's stupid. Why would I do that? And he was like, I don't know. I remember you flipped the dumpster. We ate, and then you stole the shopping cart. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to go put it back. I go to get the shopping cart out of my doorway, and I can't figure out how to get it out. It doesn't fit in my doorway. How did drunk Nigel engineer how to get this thing in the doorway? I can't get it out. I had to take it apart.
Did you really?
I had to take it apart to get it out of my apartment. I didn't know how to, like, I don't know how I got it in.
That's wonderful.
I seriously struggled for about an hour and a half figuring out how the fuck to get it out of my apartment because it didn't fit. I stood it up. I laid it over. I was sitting there looking at it, and I'm like, how did I figure this out? Blackout drunk. But I can't figure it out sober the next morning.
Two grooves going down both sides of your doorway.
If I had done that, I'd just pushed it right back through the other way. I don't give a shit. I wasn't getting my deposit back. Like, the carpets were stained red from all the Hawaiian punch and puke. And this is disgusting.
It was nasty.
One of the places to sit down was a toolbox. It was like, have a seat on my toolbox.
I forgot about that. That's good stuff. Yeah,
like I said, we used to party hard as shit in that place.
So you had to take it apart?
Yeah, I had to take it apart.
Did you put it back together?
Yeah.
And you dropped it off?
Pushed it over the fence.
You didn't take it back?
I didn't take it back. I put it over the fence on Country Mart's side.
And just said, if you want it, come get it.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was kind of rickety. It was missing a couple screws at that point.
I just couldn't believe
it. I got these four extra screws.
Fuck? At that point, I just would have just said, fuck it. Like, but I couldn't believe it.
Let me go throw this in the dumpster. Oh, it's tipped over.
Yeah. We'll definitely revisit this apartment several times in the future.
Oh, yeah. I've
got a lot of stories in the back pocket there.
We'll tell my seizure story eventually.
Yeah, your seizure story.
God, that was
the story
so bad.
About Austin Hudson. I wish I could just call all these people and just be like, hey, I need you to vouch for this and have them agree that all this actually happened.
Just on the mic.
So it doesn't feel like I'm making this shit up. Like, yeah. I could call Tony and he would definitely vouch for the dumpster flipping story.
That's funny.
But yeah, I guess that's the podcast. We're cool. I mean, that was a good story.
We're going to have lots of those in the future. So if I'm correct, we are about to get this podcast moving in a different direction. Am I correct?
Yeah, starting hopefully next week.
Hopefully.
Don't hold us to that, but we're pretty sure next week.
We're waiting on someone to call us, and we'll go from there.
You guys don't have to change your subscription or resubscribe or find our new one. We're just going to take this one, change up some artwork, change up the branding. Release it on the same way. Oh, it's going to be beautiful.
I'm excited
for you guys. We actually have a plan. It has
nothing to do with football.
Nothing. You don't even have to be a fantasy sports fan or in our league or anything to enjoy this. We're going to open it up.
It's going to be a good time.
I'm actually going to try and push this on social media. I'm going to push
You're going to create a social media?
I'm going to create social media. Oh, fuck. I'm not really excited. I've been off social media for so long.
Yeah, I'll help you do it. It's okay.
Well, my thought was I would push it to like my friend groups.
Yeah.
I would just like share it on my Twitter, be like, hey, this is my podcast. If you guys like it, listen to it.
Yeah.
I haven't done that at all for this one.
No, even me either.
Just to push it just a little bit. I think this new thing is a lot more accessible to people, though.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Okay. I hope you guys are excited. We're really excited to introduce it to you.
Yes.
It's actually got legs. It's actually, it's not segments, but it has like real purpose, real stories. The best parts of
real
this podcast.
For sure. I'm about purpose.
The best part about this podcast is going to happen in the new podcast.
Yeah.
And so we're really excited to introduce it to you. We're going to have guests. We're going to have a lot more actual substance that has nothing to do with fantasy sports.
Yeah. We're going to take this. We're going to take our podcast that we've been doing without the football. Take all the best parts.
So,
and
yeah, if
wrap
you have
it
a
into
youth
a new
pastor,
one.
Ask him to listen to it.
I don't know about
if
that.
If you have your grandpa, let him listen to it. Everyone
let him
likes
listen
this.
To it.
Yeah.
He might like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially with all that stuff about me killing old people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still, he might agree.
Stay tuned. Join up. Join the gang. I'm sure we'll have merch opportunities too. We're going to be doing a lot more.
It's going to be fun. We can't wait. Thanks for listening. Of course, another week to our nonsense. And, we appreciate it, guys and girls.
I don't think any girls listen to this. And if you do, holla at your boy. What's up?
Jeez.
We'll introduce you to Josh. He's single. He's
there
free.
You go. There you go. Let's finish it with that at least. He is free.
Oh, yeah. I'm married as fuck. I'm not changing that for nothing.
Yeah. Well, you said holla at your boy, so I was just curious what that meant.
Yeah. Boy, I'm a man. Holla at your man.
Gotcha. So boy was Josh.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds right.
Yeah.
Guys.
Get Josh a date. It's going to be a definite episode in the future.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, fuck. That's going to go so well.
It's going to be wonderful.
Looking forward to it, guys.
Yes. Yes. Love you guys.
Toodles.